Chapter 2. Two Cows. One day, two cows, a horned one called Nyambo and a hornless called Nakungu, were sailing in their canoe to the other side of the lake to fetch some grass. In the middle of the journey, they commenced quarrelling. They leapt from the canoe to the shores of the lake. "Nyambo," the cow without horns called, "I don't understand why your grandparents' parents amputated my ancestors' horns. It is for this reason that we are always born hornless. I am very sorry to see you hornless, but recall, it was because your ancestors were not good fighters. As they could not engage in a battle, they could not win," said Nyambo. Nyambo's words angered Nakungu. Both Nakungu and Nyambo stopped rowing the boat and started exchanging bitter words. After having chased some flies off his bony back using his tail, Nakungu said, "My father, in whom I believe, told me he was slaughtered by the two-legged creatures, and revenge is one way of honoring his name. And now, this is the time to pay respect to his word." "You had better not think about revenge if you do not want to lose other parts of your body," Nyambo threatened. "When an unarmed fighter engages himself in a battle with an armed one, the former's defeat is unquestionable." Having heard the words of Nyambo, Nakungu shook his head in disagreement. "Victory in a fight depends on training, tactics, and the experience of the fighter, not on his tools. When I was young, my father did his best to prepare me for this game," Nakungu declared. "The end justifies the means," Nyambo said. In disgust, Nakungu shook his head again, then raised his oar to hit Nyambo's left horn. Nyambo stepped back to dodge it. The oar missed the horn and landed on the part of the boat next to Nyambo's tail with a strong bang. "I missed you this first time, but I won't miss you the second one," Nakungu shouted. Nyambo, with his right horn, tried in vain to cut Nakungu's left foreleg into pieces. For the second time, Nakungu brandished the oar several times in the air before it came down onto the left horn of Nyambo. Birds flew randomly with fear following the loud bang made by the oar when it hit Nyambo's horn. "Do you see how you've damaged my horn? You are going to pay for this," Nyambo declared while touching his loose horn. He stepped back to recover his energy, and then he advanced and dove before fixing his sharp right horn into Nakungu's right eye. Blood poured out of the wound. Having seen how blood gushed out of his injured eye, Nakungu shook his head and said, "I'm going to give you a lesson which you will never forget." With all his energy, he jumped with the oar in his two hands. He hit the loosened horn, which flew in the air before it buried itself in the water. Nyambo tried in vain to tear Nakungu's left eye with the remaining horn. As the fight raged on, two crocodiles emerged from a distance. They laughed at the cows and said, "Go away to your land. This is the world of crocodiles and other creatures different from you. Go, go, go." Both cows turned a deaf ear and fought on. The crocodiles watched the scene for a while before they decided to separate the two fighters. After separating them, they asked each the reason for their fight. Each tried to defend himself, but none of them found a good reason for engaging in such a bloody fight. Having heard different views from both sides, the crocodiles laughed at them and said, "Considering your ages and according to what you've told us, it is shameful to see you fighting without a reason like little children." They gave the cows 10 minutes to think about their fight. Then they asked each of the cows to give their viewpoints. "There wasn't any reasonable cause for us to fight," Nyambo said. "From today onwards, I have decided never to fight with Nakungu again." "I beg your pardon, Nyambo, for the damage I have made to your horn. I myself have decided never to play this childish game of fools. Let's live together in harmony." Nakungu made a step forwards towards Nyambo, and both cows hugged. Thereafter, they invited the crocodiles to their land, and the crocodiles responded positively to the invitation. After having collected some grass, the cows took the crocodiles into their canoe, and they all went to the land of cows. When they arrived there, the cows sent for their friends, goats and sheep, to greet the crocodiles. The cows threw a big feast for the crocodiles and entertained them with wonderful traditional cow dances. They thanked the crocodiles for their contribution to their reconciliation. From that day, the horned and hornless cows lived harmoniously.